Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 990 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and Sean Orford. How are you doing, Sean?
Okay, 90.
It's one with a zero at the end. Zero, yeah. We should celebrate.
It won't be long and it'll be 100.
I know, yeah, getting close.
Then we'll celebrate.
Yeah, yeah, let's not get
champagne.
Too excited.
We'll have champagne, that cast.
Yeah, there'll be such fanfare. We'll be on the couch on the one show.
We'll be drunk.
Can you imagine? How you doing? You all right?
I'm good. Stunning.
What have you been up to?
Working hard. I am starting to get my leg working again.
Oh,
yeah,
this
having,
one.
Yeah, having damaged my leg. My left leg. Between Christmas and New Year, I haven't been able to run, put on weight, but it's starting to move again. So
you're going to hit back hitting those streets.
I'll be like a spoon
pounding the pavement.
Yeah, yeah, pounding the pavement.
Until you do your other leg.
Yeah, and then I'll stop again. Yeah. The weird thing is, when I go running first thing in the morning, there's these two women that are on their horses. And,
high horses.
They're quite high horses. and they look like Christmas trees because they're all covered in flashing lights for safety, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have a conversation as I run past them. You know, hello, how are you? Okay, yeah, fine. Weather, not bad. Okay, all that kind of stuff. And I haven't seen them for months.
You miss them.
Yeah, it's quite odd, actually. So I should be out there going, hi, yeah, how are you?
Yeah, the little routines. I remember I used to have a job. I used to walk to work every day. Good fun. I used to see a lollipop man pretty much every morning.
Yep.
I'd be there before all the schools were on their way.
Yep.
So I used to like have a little chat with him. I quite miss him now. Yep. Used to have a nice little, yeah, as I was walking, yep. How you doing? Nice morning. All that pleasant stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Connecting with society.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and in its own little way, it helped to build my self-esteem and my value as a human being.
Well, that's a good segue.
Seamless.
Yeah.
Get us on radio too. It's only a matter of time, isn't it? Yeah, that's what we're talking about this week, self-esteem.
Yeah, yeah. Do you esteem yourself?
Well, we've come to that. There's other things I need to do before we talk about that, Sean. I'm all muddled this week.
Okay, you're muddled.
I haven't even talked about what happened.
You've got no self-esteem.
That's yeah, right. I haven't even mentioned that we've got a website, liveinthepresent.co.uk. There may be people listening for the first time.
Don't know.
They probably haven't got this far. If they are, yeah, what the heck is all this about?
Yeah. Turn it off.
Yeah. Go and find out more about us. liveinthepresent.co.uk. That's a cool. Yeah. You can get some free meditation files too and podcast alerts. If you want to be the first in line to hear our weekly show, put your email address in the box and we'll send you an email each week, won't we?
Yeah.
And
we've
got about 900 odd people that get that email now.
Good.
Not too shabby, is it?
Brilliant.
We get one or two people every week unsubscribing, which makes me sad, but I can live with it.
We get more people subscribing.
We get more than subscribing than not, so that's cool. That's all part of it.
People actually get bored with us. That's very odd.
I don't know. I don't try not to take it too personally. Sometimes people actually report. They hit the report button for spam. I'm like, you signed up for it? What are you doing? Hey ho, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
Can't please everyone, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've never been thought of myself as spam. Spam and chips. Spam. What have you been doing?
Yeah, well, I've got some family stuff going on at the moment. My father-in-law's had a relatively major operation in hospital, so that's been kind of action stations for family.
How's he doing?
He's all right. It was all scheduled. It was a heart bypass stuff.
Yeah.
So that's been quite exciting. But he's a strong, fit, healthy chap, and he's doing all right. So,
we'll send him our best wishes.
In fact, by the time this goes out, he should be home.
Good.
And sitting in bed, getting weighted on hand and foot. He'd probably be getting quite frustrated, actually.
Yeah,
because he's quite an up and about kind of guy, likes getting to work and all that. But, hey, yo, what can you do? So he's going to have William jumping all over him, trying to look at his scars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I think it is very frustrating if you're an active person. I mean, each time I've done my legs and haven't been able to do things, it's a real pain. I get really frustrated because I'm used to being able to get up and go. And when you start hobbling around, or you're restricted in some way, that's very frustrating.
Yeah, he is. It's the first... I was chatting to him about it. It's the first major bit of health stuff he's had in his life, and he's into his mid-60s, so he's done really well, really, to be fair, in this.
Yep.
And he will be back to his best before long. It's going to be a couple of months, but get well soon, Gwynver.
Yeah.
He might get into the wonderful world of podcasting while he's sitting on it in his bed with his iPhone and all that.
Yeah, could do.
Yeah, we should get him on the show. Maybe.
He might have unsubscribed us.
Anyway, this week we're talking about self-esteem, which, thanks to Josie, who emailed in about this one.
No. There's a bit you haven't covered on this.
Whoa.
You put ELO down.
Oh, yeah. And we're all going to talk about it. Yeah, I got a... For Christmas, B got me an ELO Best Of CD.
Yeah.
Which I've had on it in the car relentlessly since.
Yeah.
And I've always loved ELO, but not as much as I realised. Because my dad used to have it on... When we were driving as kids, like, on holiday and stuff... Dad would have mixtapes of his favourite stuff, and it was all really good stuff, which kind of lodged in my psyche.
Well, I can vouch for the fact that every time your mind wanders and you're doing something else, you start humming
ELO. Yeah. Well, I've always listened to, like, Don't Bring Me Down and Living Don't Thing, Mr. Blue Sky. I've known about those, but now I've got this whole other set of songs. They're so amazing.
Yeah.
And I watched a documentary about Jeff Lynne a couple of months ago. And he's awesome because he's this Brummy guy, good sense of humour. He's done really well, made people happy. He's got this pad in LA overlooking Los Angeles, the Hollywood Hills. He's made it. Brilliant. Yeah,
good. Cool.
Yeah. And we're going to mention a bit of that in the show. Can we talk about self-esteem now?
Yeah, okay.
Do you like ELO?
I haven't got any self-esteem. No, good. I love it. I like clever music, and it's clever music.
It's upbeat, isn't it? But it's clever. And it's poppy, but... Good.
Yeah, the arrangements are clever. Yeah, good.
Anyway, self-esteem. Yeah. Thanks, Josie, for emailing about this.
Yeah.
It's funny, we get kind of one-word suggestions about what to talk about on the show, and you kind of think, all right, we'll get real rum with that. And then as you dive into an issue like this, you start to discover how important it is and how big a part it plays in everyday life. Because the self-esteem level of a person can dictate so much about how they live their lives, can't they, and how happy they are.
But I think it feeds into all kinds of stuff like health.
Yep.
I think that the issue of whether or not we feel good about ourselves affects our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of evidence that when people are depressed and down, their immune system crashes.
Yep.
When people are up and their esteem is up, then immune system's strong.
The actual word esteem as well is quite interesting. It's quite a strange word, isn't it? But
yeah. So, okay, what do we mean by esteem? Psychological definition? Yeah, esteem is used to describe a person's overall sense of self-worth and personal value. Yeah.
Cool.
And one of the things that I disagree with in the psychological bit is that very often self-esteem is seen as a personality trait, which... makes a kind of assumption in the nature-nurture bit about that's the way that you are. But because of our issues in living the present, about how we learn habits, I think self-esteem is a habit, and I think anybody can develop positive self-esteem if they do certain things and certain
yeah,
things.
It can go up and down, and it can spiral down if you're not careful, I guess.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a trait. I think it's a learned response.
And we want to... make the difference between esteem and arrogance in a little way, don't we, as well?
Well, I think that British people particularly, if somebody likes themselves, then the rest of society can see them as being a bit up their own backside, which is wrong. And to be okay about yourself is a good thing.
Yeah.
So one of the quotes that I stuck on, which needs to go on the notes here, it's by an Ayn Rand... it's The Virtue of Selfishness, which I think is a wonderful title in the book.
Mm.
But the man who does not value himself cannot value anything or anyone. And I think that is right. But I go one step further, and I'd say the person who doesn't value themselves can't be valued by others.
Yep.
Because if I think I'm a pile of rubbish and you come along and say, I think you're wonderful, the inner voice in my head thinks you must be an idiot.
Mm.
If I'm a waste of space, how on earth could you see me as wonderful? How could you love me if I don't love myself? You know, it's all that kind of stuff that goes with it. And that isn't arrogance. It's about positive, good self-esteem.
There's various things online where you can kind of measure your self-esteem, can't you? I've found one called the Rosenberg scale.
Yeah. The Rosenberg scale, maybe we should go through the bits and look at ourselves.
Let's have a little look, eh?
Okay, all right. So number one is, and what you do when you're going through the, if you're going to do the test, and we put the test up, you can self-test.
Yes.
Number one is, on the whole, I feel satisfied with myself. Do you strongly agree? Agree, disagree, strongly disagree?
Probably strongly agree, strongly agree.
Yeah,
it's so one of them. I'm a bit shy to say, but I do strongly agree.
Right, but that's the British thing about confusing arrogance.
Yeah,
isn't it? I mean, I think I'm all right. You know, I'm not perfect, but I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
And when I look in the mirror in the morning, I do go, "Who loves you, baby?"
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And I have that positive sense of up. Yeah, the way I would see it, I think that a good person is someone who's getting better at it, whatever the it is. And that's how I see myself. I'm trying to get better at being me.
Yeah. Would you hurry up?
Yeah, I'll get there eventually. Yeah,
no rush. No rush, on.
But that whole sense about, yeah, I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because of that, I expect other people to feel good about me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm always surprised when someone doesn't.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, number two. And they're bouncing positive negatives here. So this one is, at times, I think I'm no good at all.
Ooh, blimey. And these, again, strongly agree, disagree, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to answer this?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, flipping heck.
Yeah. That's hard ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there are times when I get something wrong and I can go through that self-doubt and then have that inner conflict, you know, and feeling like I'm a waste of space, and then having to kind of nurture myself and bring myself back up to the positive again and realising that I haven't got problems here, I have learning points and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like when you're trying to get me to show you how to use your new laptop.
I can't get my emails working.
Well, I haven't succeeded yet. I'll get there then.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you go through self-doubt?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, not so much self-doubt either. It's things... Because in this crazy world when we're constantly judging ourselves against other people, and you see that, well, you think you're doing well because you've got a 3-bedroom house, and then you see, oh, my pal's just bought a 4-bedroom house, I'm not doing so well all of a sudden. It's quite easy to, you know, people are off on Facebook, you know, off all around the world, travelling, doing all sorts of crazy things. It's easy to look at other people and kind of compare yourself negatively sometimes, I guess.
In psychospeak, you talk about relative deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone else has got 4 bedrooms, you've got 3 bedrooms, so you feel deprived as a person.
Yeah.
And if you feed into that materialistic bit, then that can mean that lowers my self-esteem. I can't be as good as other people because they've got 4 bedrooms, I've only got 3. And the fact that I only need 2, and I've got 1 more, you know, it's that kind of thing, isn't it? It's like, how do we see ourselves, or how are we seen by others, or how do we see that we are seen by others?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I am able to do things as well as most other people.
Oof. Yeah, okay, yeah, easy. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't need to be good at everything.
No. Yeah, and one of the magic things is, it's a bit like if I bang the car, I go and see my brother-in-law, Big Sean, and I say, can you fix my car? Because he's really clever at fixing cars, you know.
Yeah.
And I value that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are things generally that I can do as well as other people, but there's other things that people can do better than I can, and I can not feel bad about that. Doesn't affect my self-esteem.
Yep.
Yeah?
Okay.
I feel that I do not have much to be proud of.
Oof.
That's a good negative, isn't it?
I'm onto a winner there, because I was Cup of the Year back in 1991. That's where I always start.
Yeah. No, we won an award for the podcast, so I'm
podcast award, Cup of the Year, sorted.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like there's loads of things to be proud of in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, without becoming arrogant. It's, you know, I enjoy what I do. I do most of the things that I do well. I get good feedback.
Yeah, I'm not one in the kind of circles that I go in as well, kind of the local businesses and all that. There's a lot of award ceremonies, that kind of thing, where you're invited to enter your business into, yeah, whatever, Young Business of the Year or that kind of thing. And
I
don't really bother with all that stuff. I just think it's a bit of a waste of time. but I could do, and a lot of people do get a lot of value from that kind of thing, don't they? So
yeah,
from being in the spotlight.
Yeah,
I don't know, not for me.
Yeah, this next one is, I certainly feel useless at times.
Oof. I probably would agree with that, yeah, but I'm quite comfortable with it, to be honest, because there's always someone you can call in there. And
well, to me, I actually suspect that's a good thing.
Mm.
Because if I think about psychologists particularly, when a psychologist gets to the point where they think that they know it all, they actually become quite useless as therapists.
Ooh.
Yeah. Unless you're able to self-examine, which is the getting better bit, which assumes that I'm not there yet. But if I get to the point where I feel like I'm made it and I'm the kiddie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know it all, that's the point where you need to hang your guns up and go and do something else.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that to go through those periods of self-doubt is a good positive,
mm-hmm.
because it makes you look, it makes you examine, you kind of audit who you are.
Okay, cool.
So I think that's a good thing.
Okay. So when you're looking to get a therapist or a counsellor on board, they shouldn't be all singing, all dancing, Mr. Perfect.
They should be someone who is a human being, who, if maybe they're not in the depth of problems, but they've had problems, they've been through problems, they've resolved things.
Okay.
And that's kind of stuff you can't learn on a course.
Mm-hmm.
You can only learn it by being alive, can't you?
Yeah. Highly qualified there, Sean, aren't you?
Yeah. God, I'm highly qualified. Okay, next one. I feel that I'm a person of worth, at least on an equal plane with others.
Mm.
I go with that most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have to mix with people from kind of chief execs down to, that's a bad word, down to. That's a very negative word.
Across to,
but I mean like
through to,
the domestics, the cleaners, all those kind of people, and I feel equal with all of them.
Yeah,
really, you know, I don't feel that.
When does problems arise then? When people are in these positions of power and their self esteem is too high, or is it misplaced? Or
well, you get up that end, you do get the narcissists, and you do get the.
Because I've been dealing with in work a few on that level recently, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And just the amount of nonsense that gets spouted in meetings just for the sake of it. And
yeah.
It's like, come on, guys, let's get some stuff done here.
Yeah. A lot of it's power play.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Yeah.
When you get groups like that and people are trying to form into the groups and get the power balance and, you know, my will is bigger than your willy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, which is all a bit stupid, you know. But, yeah. But the interesting thing is, though, in that, is that the person that comes into the room who is loudest and the person who demands the most attention is usually the person that feels the most insecure and has the least self-esteem.
Okay, it's
and
a bit of a front.
Saying to everybody else, you know, tell me I'm okay, you know, give me the attention.
So you're looking for little clues like that, are you?
Well, the person that's quiet in the room and is okay about stating their point of view is the person that has the most esteem and the most confidence.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't need to get other people to tell them they're okay because they feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's kind of reverse of what's going on. Okay, next one. I wish I could have more respect for myself.
Yeah. Okay, there's always room for improvement in there, I guess.
Yeah, that's the getting better stuff.
Yeah.
But I do the same in the morning of. I do look in the mirror and I look at myself and I do say, who loves your baby? And all that kind of stuff. And I do smile at myself.
Uh-huh.
And I do deliberately do that because I know that when you see a face smiling, it raises the endorphins in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that if I smile at myself, I am actually physiologically going to feel better.
Cool.
Yeah, so I do play those kinds of games.
You actually do it? Brilliant.
Yeah.
I got an easy get out with that at the moment. I see a smiley face every morning when I go to get my little 3-month old, 4 months.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. You go through when he's awake, you can hear him babbling away. And you go through and he sees you. It's like,
that's the bonding. What happens is that your baby smiles at you and you get a release of endorphins,
mm-hmm.
so that you smile, and then the child gets a release of endorphins. So now you've got this chemical bonding that's going on brain to brain.
Cool.
It's clever.
It is.
Clever stuff, yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay, 9. All in all, I'm inclined to feel that I am a failure.
Oof. Well, we've discussed failure at length, haven't we?
And
I'd agree with that, but again, bring it on.
But it's the issue of turning failure into success, turning the learning points, getting the positive going.
Yeah.
So I think that is very real.
Cool.
But
so on this scale, though, I mean, I don't know if you've been keying them in.
No, I haven't. No.
But it'd be interesting to know whether there is a right or a wrong answer to any of this that stuff. Like, it's okay to be a failure in our world, isn't it?
But in terms of self-esteem scales, to start talking about a failure would be seen as bad.
Yeah. Mm. So take these things with a bit of a pinch of salt, you're saying, or just...
I mean, one of the things, this is the Rosenberg self-esteem scale. If you go on site and you online and you start looking at the validity or reviews of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a bit of a disclaimer I saw before you started.
There'll be people that are going, oh, it's amazing, and people that go, oh, there's a load of rubbish. But that's true of all tests and all scales, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing them for, I suppose?
Sure.
The last one, number 10, is I take a positive attitude towards myself.
Oh, yeah. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
Tick that box. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty cool. but it is that, isn't it? But if I don't like me, how could you like me?
Mm.
Yeah, and that's true for everyone that's listening on this. That sense of self-worth is so important.
There's a cool lot set of pages on mind.org.uk, the mental health charity, which looks at self-esteem relatively in-depth. So I will put the link up in the show notes. But yeah. when you're working with people, how are you looking for little clues and cues in self-esteem? And
I mean, body language, certainly.
Yeah. Oh, we did a body language little talk, didn't we, recently? Yeah. Oh, you did, and I was your assistant.
You were my lovely assistant.
Pushing next on the slides. Yeah.
Body language will indicate what someone's feeling. And if they're feeling bad, they pull their chest in, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or hang their head low, or I don't know.
Avoid eye contact.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But the reason people avoid eye contact, excuse me, is because they don't want you to look into their eyes. It's not they don't want to look in your eyes. They don't want to be seen.
They're hiding away.
They're avoiding the eye contact in themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a book that I think, which is a useful book here. Because in Britain, if people are positive about themselves, we tend to see it as arrogant rather than seeing it as a positive trait.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the line between being positive about who you are and being narcissistic?
Mm.
And there is a really good book here that's worth reading. And I've put the Amazon link up, but it's called Enough About You, Now Let's Talk About Me. So the idea of at what point do I become arrogant and narcissistic, where I'm not interested in you anymore, I'm only interested in me. Because if I'm positive in my own well-being and my own self, then I'm going to be connected with your well-being and yourself. And that's the positive bit. Yeah, narcissism happens when I'm only interested in me and I've lost sense of other people.
Okay, trying to wrap things up a little bit, but we've talked a lot about kind of the ins and outs of it, but if you're kind of spiralling down with self-esteem, because that can happen, I'm guessing, there's no easy way out. Or how can you reverse it? Can it be as easy as walking along with your chest out a bit more?
Changing your body language does help. In terms of self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
It can be quite exposing. I mean, one of the things I always talk about is fringes. When people have fringes, they cut off part of their emotional self. And to open your forehead up can be quite scary for some people.
So sweep your fringe back.
Yeah, stick your chest out if you've got it flaunted. It's that kind of stuff. But it's the thing of realising that self-esteem isn't a trait. It's not a genetic thing. It's something that we learn.
It's a habit. Yeah,
and we know about the habit changing mechanism, the 30 days, the 90 days, which is really, really important. And it is a case of if you do go to the mirror and you do say to yourself, "Who loves your baby?" In the beginning, you don't believe it, but it gradually changes round as you learn the new habit.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been forming since the day we were born.
I think that is something which is really, really important, and I put it in as a resource. The issue is that we're raising kids. And we do have a responsibility in raising kids in all our relationships, really. And even if you're, say you're a manager of a team of people, so that you have power, which is what a parent has, is we have the power to instill self-esteem in other people.
Right.
We can nurture it, we can grow it, or we can attempt to destroy it. Yeah, and when you see kids that are brought up in good, well-balanced situations, they do have a good sense of self-esteem, a good sense of self-worth. Whereas children that are brought up in situations where they are repressed, suppressed, they're put down, then they lose that sense of self-value. You know, they're not worth much.
Yeah, well, I got all that stuff going on, the dad stuff at the moment. Because Will's super-duper chatty at the moment, and you're just trying to guide him down the right path, but not turn him into an arrogant little chump, but not make him shy, and, you know, so I wanted to interact with the world. But
him realising that he has an importance is worth the skin he stands up in. He's, you know, he's allowed to have his space in the universe.
Yeah.
That's really, really important.
I had the two of them yesterday on my own, and the phone rang, and I was feeding Jacob, had a bottle in, and I didn't have a hand free, so I said to Will, sort of chance my luck, "Will, get the phone." And he went, "Oh, okay." So he ran over, grabbed the landline, pushed the button, and put it up and said, "Hello." And to be honest, it was the middle of the day. I thought it was just going to be like a sales call, because no one really calls our landline except for our parents. And like, that's it. And they were out, they were at work, and they're doing stuff. So I knew it wasn't them. And it turned out it was someone that we knew. We're calling for some to see how Gwynfor was doing, actually.
Yeah, right.
And so I could see Will having this little chat, and eventually I thought I'd better take over it. But that, like, I thought it was quite cool. Will, he's kind of got the confidence already
to actually
do it and have a little chat with someone. And I'm trying to do that. Sometimes I'll just ask him randomly to go and speak to someone. Like, we were at the doctor's surgery as well. Jake was there for his jabs. I was asking him to go and ask the girl behind the desk, you know, what time Jacob was going to be seen. He didn't actually do it that time. He was a bit shy, but I'm just trying little experiments like that.
Yeah. That's good.
Build his confidence and all that.
Yeah.
But not be a arrogant little sod.
Yeah. But that sense about it's okay to be me.
Mm.
It's so important.
Mm. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Okay.
We're talking about how to escape and reverse it, and there's a really cool section of that Mind website that discusses that. And in fact, we'll summarise with some of them, actually, because they're really good. I mean, simple things like doing things that you enjoy. You know, if you're working in a job that you hate, even if it's paying mega bucks and you need it to survive, you need to get out, or you need to find a way out, don't you? So,
but it's the thing when I say to women who are particularly bad at it. What is it that you've done for yourself this week?
Mm.
You know, and usually it's nothing. So last 2 weeks, last month.
Yep.
And it's like, do I value myself enough to do things that make me feel good?
Sure. Take a bit of time out, hey?
Yeah.
Work and hobbies in and out of work. Try to build positive relationships.
Yep.
That's like I was just saying, trying to get Will to chat on the phone.
But again, that idea about habits... positive relationships are built on something that you do habitually.
Yep.
So you actually have to nurture a relationship to build it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you had a situation when you were a young fella and you didn't get on with your dad too well.
No.
But you didn't try and build it, you just got out, didn't you?
Yeah. And that for me was the best thing I could do for my self esteem, was to remove myself from the source of the negativity, really.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the best thing for your dad as well.
Maybe.
Hey. How about that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Who were?
We'd have to get him on the show. We'd have to get a medium.
Yeah. Flip leg. Learn to be assertive. Okay, this is where this fine line between arrogance and confidence comes in, isn't it?
Yeah.
About having the confidence just to speak up and have your say.
Assertion's okay to again, it's your space in the universe. You know, mm-hmm. It's okay to have your space. It's okay to not allow other people to damage your space. And that isn't arrogance. It's assertion sometimes is self-protective. It may be protective of others, but it's also achieving what I need.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing wrong with any of that. Assertion is good.
Physical health. This is stuff that comes round and round, and so much we talk about, but having respect for exercise, sleep and diet. Those three.
But on a simple level, though, if you have a high level of self-esteem and you feel good, your immune system is high. It's robust, it's strong.
Yeah.
If you're depressed, you're down, you feel bad about things, then your immune system drops and you're open to infections.
Get some fresh air, man. Yeah, go for a stroll. Just schedule in a daily 20-minute walk.
I think there are lots of occasions where people visit doctors with symptoms, and what they actually need to do is to kind of drink more water, take more exercise and get more sleep.
Yeah.
You know, very often it's those kinds of things, whereas we look for a quick fix. Give me some medication, quick. Give me a pill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. There's a few other things on there, but lastly, there's saying set yourself a challenge.
Yep.
So if you're stuck in a bit of a rut, just aim, set something further down the line to work towards.
For me, life is always a challenge, and there's always something going on. I'm always trying to achieve something. And that isn't like kind of crazy targets, but it's me doing things that challenge me because I feel good when I'm stretched.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking last night, actually. I was looking through some of the Facebook pages I've set up for companies and stuff, and then I saw one that I set up for my mountaineering thing, like 2010. Mont Blanc, and I was looking through the photos, kind of going down memory lane. I think that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
So I haven't got a challenge on the horizon just yet, but I'll probably do something next year. Don't know how grand it will be or what it will be, but I need to start looking towards that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Good.
All right. Should we do resource of the week, Sean?
Well, I've got two resources up.
One, how dare you?
One is, they're both websites. One is Goodreads, and they're it's the quotes about self-esteem, which is worth just kind of looking through.
Yeah.
Seeing what other people have said about self-esteem. Which mm-hmm. And the other one is kidshealth.org, which is about parents helping their kids to create good self-esteem.
Cool.
Because if you can develop it when you're young, it's a really useful skill to have when you get older.
Yes. All right. I'm going to look at that.
Whereas trying to rebuild it once it's been damaged, which is what I have to do with a lot of people. It can be like reparenting sometimes.
Mm. It's not impossible, though.
No, nothing's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Just takes a bit of work.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm going to chuck in the best of ELO for my resources of the week, as strange as it may seem. But yeah, I've had it in the car like for 2 months now. Solid, and it's kind of uplifting, man. It gets me in a good mood.
That's the thing, it makes you happy.
Yeah. I'm singing, driving along, singing.
Yeah.
Will loves it. Because it's kind of catchy and guitar-y and rocky. Bethan loves it. Everyone loves ELO. So get the CD.
Yeah.
And if you want to investigate further, there's a cool documentary called Mr. Blue Sky, which is about Jeff Lynne.
Right.
It charts his kind of rise. And it's cool, man. He seems just such an awesome guy. Because you can tell by the way he's talking now that he hasn't changed that much from the lad he was growing up in grim Birmingham back in the 60s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
He just happens to be living in LA now, having a laugh, strumming his ukulele.
Yeah.
Looking out across Los Angeles from his perch on the hills. I think that's he's lived a good life, so...
Yeah.
I would surround yourself with people like that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Other people with positive self-esteem can raise your self-esteem if you mix with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Good.
All right. Next week, 91, we're talking about influential people. Yeah. Is that
people,
right?
People that have influenced you. You know, who in your life has influenced you? And that could be a positive influence or a negative influence.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try and accentuate the positive.
And this was a listener request, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Karen from New Zealand.
Ooh.
Umaru. And she was talking about people that have influenced her.
Yeah. We could talk a lot about that. All right, brilliant. Yeah. Love it. In the meantime, livingthepresent.co.uk for all the links, show notes, blah, 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 that we've mentioned.
Yep.
Learn more about us. I might even stick a little ELO video in this week's show notes so you can have a little sing along while you're working. And in the meantime, have a great week, Sean.
Yeah,
thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Let's get to work.
Yes. And lots of self-esteem.
Yes.
For you.
Oh, incredible, man. All right, cheers.
See ya.
Bye.